That's the fabulous Southern Culture on the Skids, a Christmas single. More on there, huh? Oh, I know what I've fooled myself. Yeah, that's a good one. Great band too. I've seen them a few times. They played actually played here in Bozeman many years ago, at the Filler, and tore it up. And they were regulars at the Garage Rock Festival, and saw one night where they, their promoter Dave Kreider, announced it was a private party. He locked the doors at midnight, and it was a private party, and they just destroyed the place. That incredible trio. I think they came by and had lunch too when they were here. That was nice. Got to talk to them, and Fred Mills checked in from North Carolina too to say hi. So it was a, quite the event. What else was in there? Cinnabar Williamson. That's a little bit of a history there. An air check from one of his King Biscuit time shows that snuck out on our Hooli record. You heard the King Biscuit theme and V8 Ford Blues. And that's after Sonny Boy had been in Europe for a while. And he came back. And he was apparently in tears when he had to leave Europe, where he was treated like royalty. And he's back playing roadhouses and stuff his last few months alive. There's a famous picture of him with that band that he's playing with there. Pet Curtis on drums, with a big giant bass drum and a crazy-looking kit. And a guy playing a Dan Electro. And Sonny Boy Williamson in his pinstripe suit. Lovely. Freddie King, his Christmas single, Christmas Tears. Junior Wells from a great compilation, one of my gateways to the blues, sort of a gray market compilation from the late 60s when I was just starting to buy stuff like that. It was called Chicago Blues Early 1950s. You heard Junior Wells doing Hoodoo Man, Hoodoo the Hoodoo Man. That's great. I see what happened here. And Southern Culture getting us to 502. I'll be here for nearly an hour more. I got a lot of things I want to play, and not quite enough time. So I'm going to stop and tell you, KTLT is supported by and including Consignment Cabin of Big Sky. Big Sky's resale department store, lightly used clothing, furniture, home decor, and more. Open year-round on the corner of Highway 191 and Big Sky Exit. On Facebook, Instagram, or phone, 406-993-9333. And First Security Bank, partnering with business owners to help local communities thrive since 1919. First Security Bank, success together, ourbank.com, member FDIC. Okay, that should do it. Oh, you know, Paul McCartney has this great new record. And I think I played it 2 weeks ago. Not sure if I had it by then or not. But it's a killer, and it's actually number one record in the country right now. His first number one record in 30-some years. Amazing for a guy. And it's not just a passable. It's really, really, really good. Highly recommend it if you like Paul McCartney. If you liked his very first solo album or stuff. It's not as bare bones as that, but it's all him. And he, guy can play. I don't know where he got that talent from, but man, that guy can play. Wrong one.
I don't care to be bad. I prefer to think twice. All I know is it's quite a show, but it's still all right to be nice. Yankee toes and Eskimos, content. We'll be right back.
That's a Green Ray from a newly released EP from, when did they do that, 97 or so? You heard Morning Song, which is an absolute epic tune that they, Richard Treese put together. And I had the pleasure of sitting in the studio with him working on that and mixed it for him, which is good fun in a big London studio. I sat with the engineer and figured out how to work their board and asked them to do some stuff, and there you go. It's done. Something great from that band, Richard Treese. Good friend, late great Richard Treese, and late great Ken Whaley. A couple of guys from Help Yourself who I played earlier. And Paul McCartney started us off with Seize the Day. Okay. Now I've got a... where am I? Here. This 5 o'clock hour is run underwritten part by KSM TV, Montana's public television, channel 9 tonight on Montana PBS. It's Washington a Week at 7:30, firing line, 8 o'clock, Call the Midwife holiday special, and 9:30, Travel Scope, Christmas celebrations around the world, 10 o'clock, BBC World News. It will be Jim Kehoe at 6 o'clock. He'll be sitting in for Uncle Duke and take you to 9 o'clock. So stick around. I've got just more stuff I want to play, and I'm frantically doing the clock math to make sure I get it all in today.
Thank you. just a bowl of old bran. You wake up every morning and it's there. So live as only you can. It's all about enjoy it, 'cause ever since you saw it, there ain't no one can take it away. So life is just a bowl of old bread. What you say has made it very clear. So be sure I'll live as best as I can. How can I remember to keep it all together when half the moon is taken away? I've got the best. If you can laugh and sing, I give me that happy day's toy tongue. Newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, twist for a while. Well, when you're untogether and feeling out of tune, I sing this special song with me. Don't worry about the moon, looks after itself.
So remembering the very special words, Happy Day Long Toilet Town Newspaper Reader in Chuckley Smilo. They all had a lovely turnout. Gnome's Cane, Huckleberry Fickle Tickle My Fingold, Boy Blue left his horn stuffing under the settee and brought his mellotrone and freaked them all out. Oh, what a mind blast. Jackie Jill, Knees Up Mother Brody, oh, what a joy of a trittly howl. I hope your turnout is three quarters half as lovely, won't you? Wouldn't hardly enjoy it. Stay cool, won't you?
Winding up that set of favorites with Small Faces, the finale of Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, Happy Days Toy Town. And I can just see him dancing as they sing that. Here's the Moody Blues alternate mix of Twilight Time from Days of Future Past. The Kinks did Love Me Till the Sun Shines, The Who, Love Ain't For Keeping from Who's Next, and finish up Small Faces. Okay, I had a request, and I'm going to get to it in a roundabout way. In the 70s, a couple of my favorite songwriters had hits with Christmas songs and changed their trajectory considerably, and they get a big check every year for them. But this isn't Roy Wood's big hit. This is his other Christmas song.
Thank you. Paul.
Does it ride a random train?
Okay, that's Dave Edmonds from the Man Christmas Party at the Paddy Pavilion. That's Dave Edmonds with Plum Crazy, Martin Ace, Terry Williams, and Mickey G. A fabulous event, one of those things, legendary. What would have been a thing to be at? I needed to play that. That's a holiday classic. And if you wonder why there's modern rock and roll records that are 10 inches and not 12 inches, it's because of that. Andrew Lauder had the vision of putting out a double 10-inch album, and they said he had to chase around to find somebody to actually press them, and it caught on with the punk rockers, and now it's pretty much a standard thing. Well, there you go. Jim Keogh's on deck. I'm picking up my stuff. I should be back in 2 weeks, and continue from there. Let's see. I think at 11. No, I can't do that. I'm going with the original call. See you then. Have a nice Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe, etc., etc.
Looking at the sky, hanging on a breeze. All right. Thanks, Ron. It is 6 o'clock. You're in tune to KGLT, Bozeman, KGLZ, East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. It's Jim Keogh. I'm sitting in for Uncle Duke till 9 o'clock tonight. I believe Joey Kehoe might come up here with some Christmas things for you. And let's get to thanking some underwriters, eh? Let's see. For the 6 o'clock hour, Shine Beer Sanctuary and Bottle Shop, celebrating their first year of serving 30 revolving craft beers on draft. Wine on tap and a curated bottle shop with brews from around the world open daily at 11 a.m., located at 4.